So this happened this week.
Let's go! Maybe you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
Carpool Karaoke from James Corden's late night show on CBS. Corden was in Liverpool, UK for this one, and that's Paul McCartney singing with him. Now, I doubt they had Saudi Arabia on their minds when they wheeled out that Beatles classic. But a couple of months ago, both that country and that song were on my mind. That's because Saudi Arabia was on the verge of allowing women to drive for the first time ever. And I thought the moment deserves a song. So I called up my best contact at Berklee College of Music here in Boston. And I asked him if he knew of any Middle Eastern students who could give Drive My Car the Makam treatment and maybe even rewrite the song in Arabic. Yeah, I know, no small order, but you'd be surprised what can happen at a place like Berklee. That is just a little taste of what they came up with, but before we hear more, let's meet the musicians. We pulled together a talented group of students on Qanun, the first instrument you heard, Tony Barhoum, who's Palestinian, Tariq Rantisi, also Palestinian, on percussion, Laith Siddiq performs on violin, he's Jordanian, and Jared Henderson from Oregon on bass. Also,
Naseem Al-Atrash, cellist, composer, and arranger.
Nano Reyes, singer, composer, songwriter.
Nano Reyes is from Syria. She fled the fighting in Homs a few years ago. Naseem, the arranger and band leader, is Palestinian. All these folks are Berklee students. For Nano and Naseem, the project seemed a little bizarre, although a little less so for Naseem, who'd kind of got obsessed by the Beatles when his home in the occupied territories finally got internet access a few years ago.
Yeah, I remember when we first got internet, I was maybe 11, 12, and I was so excited about just like hacking the phone of the house and going online. And when YouTube first came out, I was, as a musician, I was always on YouTube. And I remember the song I heard first was Hey Jude. And throughout my teenage years, it was one of my favorite tracks. Until now, I still love that song.
Drive My Car, though, may be an odd choice for Saudi women who'll finally be free to drive their cars. The lyric goes, ask a girl what you want it to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I want to be famous, a star on the screen, but you can do something in between. Baby, you can drive my car. Here's singer Nano Reyes.
When I heard it at first and I read the words, I thought, oh, that's very sexist and all of that. And then when I read the real meaning, yeah, it's, of course, it's nice. It's not sexist, at least.
True. The woman in the song is actually empowered. She's telling the guy what she wants him to do for her. But our version needed a different point of view, and the vocalist needed to be the woman herself.
What is this song called in Arabic?
It's called Rahsu' al-Sayyara.
And that translates as what?
I will drive the car.
It's a statement of fact.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Here's band leader Naseem Al-Atrash again.
For the translation to the song, I feel like it's a very simple, funny, kind of goofy message. And the main idea is that this female who's singing just got the ability to drive. She's really excited. And at this moment of her life, she really doesn't care about anything else. She's getting all these proposals from different men. They're promising her all these things. But she's like, at the moment, I just want to drive, and maybe later I will love you, maybe later I will think about these things, but at the moment, I just want to drive this car.
So Naseem, Nano, and the band came into our performance studio here at WGBH, and they laid down the track. I'm going to step in here during these solos. And don't worry, we've got the whole song online. For band leader Nassim Al-Atrash, the moment captured in this song really is a big deal.
For me, as a Palestinian, I grew up with this longing for peace and longing for freedom. I've never in my life experienced freedom before coming to the U.S. and experiencing what it feels like to actually be able to drive somewhere without being stopped and asked for certain documentation. And driving a car is a basic thing to live in dignity. Some obstacles in the Middle East, they're coming from outside influence, but some are problems that we have to face and we have to solve on our own. And it always starts from within. So I believe that it's a very important and very big moment for Saudi Arabia and hopefully for the entire region.
We never came up with a name for this band, so I'm calling them Nano and the 624 in honor of the date this Sunday when Saudi women finally take the wheel. We've got the video at PRI.org, and a very big thanks to the world's own engineer, Robin Moore Jenkins, who recorded and mixed the track.